Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
That is the latest from Pablo Torre Finds Out, his podcast available now everywhere.
What did he find out this time?
Well, he found out that they all hate each other. He found out that there are powerful donors that are not happy at UNC. He found out that there is audio footage from Bill Belichick's coach show produced at NFL Films by Underdog. He found out quite a bit, actually. He found out Mike Lombardi went to the Middle East, to Saudi Arabia, to try to get an injection of Saudi money in the UNC program, which also I found out, didn't really find out, I read. That made it sound like I did anything. I just read a story. Colorado tried to do the same thing. Colorado had an assistant coach, because you know how we've been kind of comparing that Colorado got the Dion bump and what's going on out there, and maybe UNC was envisioning the Bill bump and different things, whatever. Well, they tried to get Saudi money injected into their program a couple years ago. So sooner or later, somebody's going to get the Saudis to buy into college football, and that's going to be a massive issue for college football.
Yeah, it is, considering that we've been largely uncomfortable with the notion of sports washing on the professional level. If they were to buy into a collegiate program, which just sounds so untoward, I feel like a lot of people would be real uncomfortable real quick.
So we are obviously going to dig deeper into this story about an hour from now, actually, at 4 o'clock, because I didn't think it was fair to delve into the Bill Belichick story without Ted Johnson.
Are you out of your mind?
That's like, you know, stealing a present from your child on Christmas Eve or something. You can't do it. You know, you got to let him unwrap this one and chime in. But I did want to set the table. I found that really interesting that we know now we're going public with this idea that Mike Lombardi, Matt Patricia, Jordan all kind of hated each other, thought very little of each other. We're kind of sharing
it. The triangle of disdain.
Yes. Yeah. And yet they're all trying to please Bill while probably trying to elbow the other, undercut the other out from the circle of trust. It is just such a toxic world. And there's a lot of reports that this actually played into NFL teams saying, no, we want no part of you. And it's not really you we mean so much of as we don't trust who you're going to bring with you to enter into our world and our organization. That includes Lombardi. Maybe that includes Patricia. Although Patricia, he put his big boy pants on. He went to Ohio State and he's kind of back to just doing football and defense and things that he should probably stick to on the football field.
At first, we thought, whoa, man, Matty P's back. Did you see what he did to Arch Manning in that kickoff game? And then it was like, oh, did you see what a lot of other places did to Arch Manning? So, you know, I wouldn't say the shine came off of him, but I'm glad that he somehow, of the four of them right now, is clearly like atop the power rankings. Mike Lombardi, no one has a nice word to say about him, it seems, these days, including Lou Merlone. And Jordan, no one wants to dunk on this woman anymore just because I think we'd all be better with less of her in our lives. And I got to be honest, like Bill has just invited one bad headline after one bad story, after one critic, after one angry donor, after another through his front door, man. Like here's the real question. Will there be a positive Bill Belichick related headline anytime soon?
Sure. I mean, UNC has a sports information department. They have a social media department. They put you mean coming from someplace other than the University of North Carolina?
Well, when he beats California tonight.
California tonight.
he actually family. May have a chance. I got to tell you, I'm so interested, and you guys know I go to bed early. I'm not a late night owl, even on a Friday night, whatever. I may stay up tonight to watch the beginning. It's 10:30, which is, I might have to go to sleep, set my alarm, wake back up. But it's a 10:30 kickoff out west. I kind of want to watch at least the beginning of this game. And I'll watch two plays, because if you watch one play in a Bill Belichick game, sometimes you can be misled as to what the outcome of the game is going to be. Right, Stiz?
I don't even know what that means, but whatever.
So, Stiz, you have some audio you'd like to set up.
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, we all talk about the last few years of Belichick and the Patriots and how it was kind of a disaster. And according to Matty P, there was one person responsible for said disaster.
So Matt Patricia, perhaps unsurprisingly, would in turn privately insult Michael Lombardi's intelligence as a rocket scientist or just a guy. He also, Patricia did, complain to multiple sources that Jordan Hudson was a big reason why Bill Belichick was less obsessed with football over his last 2 years running the Patriots.
Yeah, red pants, guys. Red pants. He was more concerned with what color pants she was going to wear so he could pick her out of a crowd and find her at the game as opposed to, I don't know, preparing for the Bills or, you know, the Saints.
I'm not sure he was concerned about the pants or what was in the pants. I mean, I think that is the road we're going down here that Matt Patricia is alluding to.
Ew.
He was distracted. It wasn't football first. And I think we all saw that. I think we all kind of knew that. Now, it also is a good excuse for him to have, right? It's a good excuse, actually, for Bill Belichick. You became distracted by your young girlfriend. Not that you just lost your way. Not that you just lost your fastball and stopped making good decisions and football decisions and your scouting wasn't as good or whatever. It's a great excuse for him to have. Oh, yeah, I'm still really good. It's just that my girlfriend distracted me and I wasn't all football and that's why things went down the crapper. Or that's why I sucked after Brady. It wasn't that I lost Tom Brady. It's that I had a girlfriend that distracted me. It's not that I was nothing without Tom Brady. I actually think that's a nice little baked-in excuse for Bill Belichick. But this story won't go away. And about an hour from now, as I told you, we will have some audio, behind-the-scenes audio at NFL Films. And Fitzy, I believe there will be more of this, not less of this. I know Pat McAfee was calling NFL Films, trying to figure out how this got out there. I'll tell you how this got out there. When you're rude to people, when you talk down to people, when you talk badly about people who may or may not be listening to you on the microphone you're wearing on your chest, guess what they're going to do? They're going to take their pound of flesh when they can. They're going to offer it up to people like Pablo Torre if he's looking and if he's asking. It's why when I talk bad about Stiz, I never say it when the mics are on or the mics are even around. I go to the bathroom where there's no microphones if I'm going to rip Stiz or Dan Ball or anybody else to avoid
this. That you
this. Know of. Well, yeah, you never know. You do never know. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to talk about this Bill Belichick situation, the triangle of hate that is North Carolina and his life. And the desecration of the UNC program. That's the way it's been described by some. That's all in the 4 o'clock hour. Up next, it is 3 o'clock. And after being called a racist for my three-point stance yesterday, I'm going to skate a different lane today. I had some thoughts on Aaron Rodgers off of last night's game, and I feel like most of the world will agree with me. That's in my three-point stance. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan, area limitation, and exclusions apply.